Many people are not sensitive to other people's emotions, whether it is their spouse or their children. They can even miss the small signs that all is not well, and only clue in that emotional thunderstorm is brewing is when things come crashing out in the open and the lightning begins flashing. As a parent or grandparent, when you do understand that your child is going through an emotional turmoil, you can find it difficult to watch them go through that dark valley of grief. Maybe they've lost their best friend. Maybe they are struggling with acceptance. Maybe they have been betrayed. They mope around the house, seemingly inconsolable. Resist the temptation to tell them just to snap out of it. Instead of getting on your nerves, your child's sadness ought to bring out your protective instinct and make you want to do what you can to comfort them. You know that we deal with each other as a father deals with his own children, encouraging and comforting. That's what Thessalonians 2:11 and 12 says. One of the best things you can do is to let your child know by your smiles and your hugs that you are there for them. You can speak to them and try to comfort them, but often they don't want to open up about what is troubling them. They may not be ready to hear advice, but you can always pray. You know you should be supportive and help your child make it through these difficult patches, but often you don't know exactly what to do. That's why you must depend on God's direct leading. Know this, that God can grant miraculous signs in response to your desperate prayers. The Bible says you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart, Jeremiah 29:13. You may have to pray desperately for one of your children at times. And God is moved by a parent's sincere prayer. You may feel boxed in with limited options, but God is not limited. Your hands may be tied, but God is not bound. He can act when things seem hopeless. Lord, please help me to be sensitive to my children's and grandchildren's emotional needs and be supportive, encouraging, and comforting, not impatient or discouraging. Move my heart to pray desperately for them in their time of need, and please answer mightily. Show me what to do, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.